You had a patient who became a model for the movie Philadelphia.
They changed genders and races and all that, but this particular patient came in with shortness of breath. One of his colleagues at work had a husband who was a surgical resident here, and he said, "My wife's colleague is in the emergency room short of breath." And I met him in the emergency room, and in fact, he had pneumocystis, and we diagnosed that relatively quickly and put him on therapy, from which he recovered. This was 1987, so medication then I knew would maybe prolong his life a little bit, but not very long. He did ultimately die 3 years later, not until after the court case. What was just very, very upsetting at the time was that one of the representatives from the law firm kept coming by the room. This is long before HIPAA. Literally had to throw him out of the hospital. He was asking questions that were not terribly appropriate, and he wanted to know how he was doing. And I thought it was reasonable to say, "Look, he's very ill, but he's getting better, and he needs time to recover." And before he left the hospital, he was dismissed from his position. And that became the basis for a court case. I went to federal court completely dazed by what was going on around me, but then being able to focus on the issues at hand. By that time, he was very, very ill. He came from a very poor family in the South. His family came up with him, and he was in the last stages of his disease, very emaciated, but still coherent and struggled to the courtroom. And as I remember, the verdict was a very paltry sum, but it was the beginning of the recognition that patients such as he, or any patient with illness, cannot be summarily dismissed from their work, cannot be discriminated against simply because they have an illness. It was remarkable for, I think, everybody at that time. It sort of set the standard. I make the point when looking back retrospectively, I think it's our obligation to make people understand what it was like so they understand where they are now and not to forget, because there will be something else that comes along that might equally be as challenging, if not more so.